Greetings. I'm Ron Hardman, president of the Coca-Cola Corporation. I'd like to talk to you seriously for a moment about the future of Coca-Cola. These days, you know, all kinds of people drink Coke. Michael Jordan drinks it, and he's a pedophile. Elizabeth Taylor likes Coke, and she's a repulsively overweight, drug-addicted publicity hound. Quite a number of criminals, you know, O.J. Simpson, the Menendez brothers, Jeffrey Dahmer, Bill Clinton. Not to mention sleazy con artists like Mother Teresa, overrated feminist hacks like Toni Morrison, and people like Brooke Shields and Barbara Walters, who are just plain goofy. They all drink Coca-Cola. I say let's not jump to conclusions. Just because folks who are unsavory like Coke doesn't mean the product tastes bad. It's not the fault of the soft drink. I'm asking you to help us turn things around. We need a new image. We need new slogans, new advertising campaigns. Sure, we have hundreds of high-paid advertising consultants who work on our image night and day, but they're not worth a bucket of warm spit. That's why we're turning to you, the American public, the little people, to whom Coke is so important. We're asking for your advice. We want your inspiration. Send us your thoughts, your precious ideas, your pathetic suggestions. Write, care of Chesty Morgan's Forbidden Love. In return, we'll send you the secret formula so you can make Coca-Cola right in your own kitchen. Do we have a deal?
Yes, I would say that.
Let me start off with a basket of chips. I then move on to the pollo asada taco. I would like two pollo asada tacos with one beef chimichanga. On the chimichanga, I would like a side of sour cream. I would like tomatoes and onions on my quesadilla. For dessert, I would like the soapy flares. I would like extra cinnamon. I would like a side of guacamole on my tostitos. I like to dip the tostitos in the guacamole. Can I get a basket? I told you about the basket of chips. I like a large iced tea. Two large iced teas. Okay, that'll be 16.07. 20? Okay. This is 16.07 to change. I like a basket of chips, a beef chimichanga with a side of sour cream. I like some guacamole on my chimichanga with a quesadilla of tomato, onion, and vegetables. I should like a burrito with beans, beef, and I would like a carne asada taco. Could you put some hot sauce on there for me? No, it's inside the taco, not on the side. Yes, can I have a carne asada taco? Not a pollo asada, we run out of chicken. Do you have guacamole? Can you make me some guacamole? I have guacamole. Okay, and my burrito, I like the machaca beef and the shredded pork. There's some more cheese, please. Okay, that'll be 22. I like two lemonades and one medium iced tea. Okay, that'll be 20.07. Okay, $1. 52 is your change. Thanks a lot. Your food will be up. Here, let me get your drinks. Hi, can I help you? Yes, I like a basket of chips. I like a beef chimmy. What is the pollo asada? It's chicken. Okay, what is the carne asada? It's the beef. Okay, let me get two carne asada tacos.
What do you know about Ross Anderson?
Welcome to Japan Radio International, the broadcast service of Radio Japan International, bringing you international radio from Japan. I'm your host, Jane, fluent in English.
And I'm Jack. You're also your fluent host in English. So, Jane, what's cooking today?
Snappers! I thought you'd ask never. Jake, the fat news today is everybody's wondering who is it going to be the new minister of OK?
That's a very important government office, Jane. Minister of OK is supposed to be making sure everybody feels pretty good about themselves. Is that right?
Toodle-oo, Jack. That's right. Very important to keep high self-esteem. You know how we get when we're not happy. Invade China, bomb Pearl Harbor. Yuck, I don't even want to think about it.
So, Jane, any hunch who it will be new Minister of OK?
You bet. 100% it's going to be some guy named Norbu Hiroshima.
Is that so, Jane?
Absolutely so, Jack. The Minister of OK is always got to be some guy named Norbu Hiroshima. That's the tradition.
Wow, I knew that, Jane. But you know what else? Problem. In Japan, Norbu Hiroshima is an ordinary name. There must be 20, maybe 30 million guys named that. Like, you know, in America, the name Walton Fireside or something.
Yep, a doodle, Jack. So which one? Which Norbu? Nobody knows. Have to wait for government to make phone call.
That's funny, Jane. But meanwhile, a special treat for listeners of Radio Japan International. We have put secret spy cameras in the house of everybody named Norbu Hiroshima so we can spy in secret.
Great butter, Jack. What an idea. Let's do it. Let's go spy one of them.
Okay, Jane. I pick randomly, push some buttons on the computer megachip, and off we go.
This is fun, Jack. No bananas. I love to travel. Where are we going?
Looks like going to the house of a 10-year-old boy.
Name Norbu Hiroshima.
Who lives in Tokyo. Let's sneak in. Be quiet, Jane.
Pops the word, Jack.
Whoa, Jane, look at that.
Smack, Jack? What's the kid doing?
Well, it looks like little Norbu is smashing ants with a ball-peen hammer.
He is! He is beating them and beating them and beating them and squishing them dead. Great pancake, Jack. Norbu's parents must love him very much.
Why do you say that, Jane?
Because there are no wild ants in Japan, Jack.
Not even at a picnic?
Make me funny. There are no insects at all in our modern country, except the ones you buy at a pet store. Ants are very expensive, Jack. Maybe $5 US for little red ones, fat black ones, much more.
Yep, Norbu is a lucky kid, all right. Wait. Yep, Norbu is a lucky kid, all right.
Ouch, the phone. The phone is ringing.
Oh, maybe it's the emperor. Maybe little ant-smashing Norbu will going to be the new minister of OK.
Oh, I can't wait.
Pick up the phone, Norbu.
Norbu!
Norbu, hey, buddy, Norbu.
Pick up the phone!
Excuse me, boys and girls. All right, well, you know what it's time for now, boys and girls, don't you? It's time for getting mommy away from that set. Okay, get all our mommies away from that set. Come on, mommies, get away from the set. It's private time now. For Captain Whack and Cracker and all his little friends now. Is Mommy away from the set? That's right. Okay, boys and girls. Now let's get our Captain Whack and Cracker cereal box out. All right. Now let's get down the bottom there in our little stash. And let's get out a cigarette and relax a little. Boys and girls, you know, I don't like to complain to you, but your mommies ain't buying them. That's right, light that cigarette up. No, that's the wrong end. Don't forget, not the filter end. That's right. Oh, you know, Captain Whack and Cracker's not selling them Whack and Cracker cereals like he ought to. Now, I just don't know what your mommies are doing. But if you love old boy Captain Whack and Cracker, you'll sure make buy them cereals for me. If you don't want Captain Whack and Cracker to get off the air. That's right. Now, you know that we're being rejected by Mommy all the time. And remember them rules to really make them snap, too. Now, when we're walking across the street, what do we do? What do we do when we walk across the street and we see a big truck coming? We just run out there, make it chicken out, don't we? That's right, that's what we do, boys and girls. Mommy is right back to the set now, and that's our little secret time. All right, boys and girls, don't forget tomorrow we're going to see the snake eat up that chicken that we took them pictures in the jungle. It's always a good time here on Captain Whack and Cracker Show. So till tomorrow, bye, boys and girls. goodbye, Captain Whack and Cracker. Tomorrow, boys and girls.